as is this bloke here to chat a bit of Up There Kazali, Nick Davis on the line. G'day, Nico.
Good afternoon, boys. How you going?
We're going all right, mate. What's happening in your world?
Nah, not a lot. Just got through a bit of science and English today with homeschool and a bit of other stuff. So just the usual. And then, look, I'm fair to say that I've caught the Olympics fever as well.
Any questions you need help with when it comes to the homeschooling?
Oh, everything, mate. Everything. I'm just reading the Lion, the Witch, and the Wolf at the moment. So getting my way through that with Geordie.
I've heard from my parent friends that it's kind of a bit silly, you know, for first grade, second grade. And then when your son or daughter's in year four, you start going, well, hang on, a couple of these are quite difficult.
Yeah, that's why you sort of have to just sort of sneak off to the other room, hit the Google and then come back with the answer.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of complicated, how's the AFL season panning out?
Oh, very complicated. But look, unfortunately for me and probably a lot of the people in Sydney, the Swannies have been able to navigate through pretty well. They're sitting up in the hub there in Queensland. I think the family's come out of the quarantine next week and they've been able to put a few wins on end and looking for another one this weekend against Essendon.
Yeah, so where Essendon, where are they coming? They're just outside the eight. So this is a massive game for Essendon. They are very keen to go past the Giants, who themselves have had some troubles. Now, I was reading about Stephen Cornelio. Now, this is sounds very, very bad. A reconstructed toe or a rebuilt toe, and it looks as though he might be out for the season. What have you made of that?
Yeah, it's been a fairly interrupted season for Stephen Cornelio, and he's sort of been under the microscope a little bit with his form and his fitness, and came back into the side last week and then suffered another injury. And look, he's one of their players. He's been around for a long time. He's the captain of their club, and they need him up and going. But the Giants were able to get over the top of Essendon, who I watched a bit of this game last week, and Lockie Whitfield's just been the star for the Giants. When he's not playing, they're really struggling, and he was able to lift them across the line. But, yeah, Cornelio being out is going to make their job tougher. But, yeah, the win against Essendon last week definitely helped.
We are chatting with Nick Davis, our man for AFL, thanks to QBE Insurance. Get $75 off new QBE comprehensive car insurance online. What do you see as the most critical game coming up to this particular round, Nico?
Oh, look, there's a few for a number of different reasons. Obviously, the Swannies need to be able to get a win to, you know, keep their eyes on the top four. There's a couple of sides up there that are stumbling on the way in. But look, the Friday night game is massive. St Kilda and Carlton, two sides that look, their supporter bases would have been hoping that they were able to make it into the finals this year, sit at 12th and 13th respectively. And look, from what I can hear, there's been the internal review at Carlton's been completed and just sort of sitting there to make their move. So this is a big game for Carlton and their coaches. The Western Bulldogs should be able to beat the Crows. All those sort of slides at the top have got not bad games this week. The Lions have got the Hawks, who are in 17th. Probably the other big game, is probably the two Sydney teams. It's the Giants and Port, 4th versus 8th, and the Swans versus Essendon, 6th versus 9th. So, yeah, the two Sydney teams probably hold the call this weekend.
What have you made of this? And look, what I'm about to share here, I mean, they're denying it, Fremantle, and Justin Longmuir is denying it. However, this does happen in sport where players have certain little ratchet clauses or triggers in their contract. Now, Fremantle coach Justin Longmuir says it's totally inaccurate to assume defender Reece Conker has been overlooked in the second half of the season because of his contract trigger. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a lot of this going on. And look, contracts have changed a lot, Joel, since, you know, you and I signed them. You used to get paid and then away it went. But, look, there's probably players have got contract triggers in their contracts. If they play a certain amount of games, they get another year on their contract. If they came a certain amount of positions in a best and fairest, they get another trigger in the contract. So, look, you'd like to think that the integrity of the club is a lot better than that. I hold Fremantle pretty highly, so I doubt Justin Longmuir's meal would be doing that sort of business.
Michael from Bomb Beach chimes in here. He says, guys, I love that you're all giving the Eels no chance against the Feather Dusters tonight and hoping for our demise. In the immortal words of Ted Whitten, after Victoria beat South Australia in a State of Origin match, we shoved it right up them. And that's what we're going to do to all the para haters such as yourselves. I hope you'll play, you'll have the strength of your convictions, come out, pay homage and apologise to the mighty Parramatta Eels after we carve up the chickens tonight. Well,
great chat.
Yeah, well, we'll happily do that, Michael. We'll happily do that. I'll move that across just so we've got that for tomorrow
that
morning.
That is the exact kind of steeliness that the Eels team need.
Yes.
Is what their fans are giving. They need to show that sort of grit because that's what they're lacking. And, you know, history seems to repeat itself with the Eels. When it gets to the big dance, they seem to wobble. So, mate, you're speaking the right language. Maybe give Arthur a call and let him know of what's required.
But, Nico, what I like about this, you do cop this in social media, a lot of people come out after the fact and put the slipper in. I love that Michael from Bomb Beach, he's come out before it's happened.
Yeah. Yeah, he's come out early, a bit like Katie Ledecky, but he might just get chased down in the last link, not unlike her as well. But I love that. That's loyalty. That's what NRL's all about.
Oh, I agree. Everyone's a genius after the fact.
Yeah.
Everyone's an absolute genius after
Can anyone catch the Western Bulldogs in the AFL? They're scary, aren't they? I mean, can anyone beat them?
I think Melbourne at the start of the year sort of had their measure and they've sort of been in a bit of a form slump. Look, Aaron Norton, they've got good key forwards and some good midfielders. This Western Bulldogs side, look, everyone thought after they beat the Swans in 2016 they were going to be a bit of a dynasty side and they've struggled for the last sort of 3 or 4 years, but they've been able to turn it around.
They look good.
Is a good and the biggest thing is, Brendan, that they've still got a couple of players to
come
in.
Back,
The sides that are really, the Swannies are going as good as they can and they're winning, which is great. There's probably Chad Warner is to come back into the side for the Swans. And there's plenty of guys there in the reserves ready to come back in. But the sides that are, you know, that are playing well and have got big ins to come back in, Josh Dunkley's to come back in for the Bulldogs. So, they're looking pretty good. I had Brisbane up there and they've sort of wobbled a bit. They've started slow the last couple of games and they have got Ariane Titmus, actually, the Brisbane Lions the last couple of weeks.
Well done, Nico. We've got to run because we've got your great mate Andy Ryan
to join us
as well.
Andy Ryan up next.
Good luck, Nick, with the Swans. Good luck with the Roosters. If they win tonight, top four is well and truly back on the menu, mate. Go well.
Let's hope so, boys. Have a good one.
There he is, Nick Davis, and you can hear him on Saturdays for Around the Grounds here at SEN 1170 as well.